Country Pop FM.
There's your favorite. It is the Almanac here this morning. Bob FM. Everybody ready?
Let's begin.
We are down to fact checkers, so you're doing double duty.
I'll try.
Today, Thursday, March 23rd, 82nd day of the year for the Almanac. 283 left to go. Did you know 90 days from today, the days start getting shorter? So it's basically 90-day increments here. You know, you get the 360, so just to let you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure you wanted to know that.
I didn't really
want
to know that.
1775. Patrick Henry, remember him?
Patrick Hank.
Revolutionary War hero and figure. He made his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech to the Virginia Provincial Convention. Of course, this was before we were leading up to the Revolutionary War.
He was not yet the governor of Virginia.
He's 1770. He's got a lot of things named after him, too.
Yeah, he does.
There's streets and buildings and places.
Sure.
And people named after him. I'm sure there's a Patrick Henry somewhere walking the streets.
Yes, I would think so.
Here in the U.S. of A. So he did Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death, and then he said, Give Me a V. Give Me an I. That part doesn't get included in there.
Yeah.
That, in the end, quoted after the Give Me the Death part. They don't give the Give Me a V.
What's that spell?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
1806, Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, better known as Lewis and Clark. Explorers, along with their guides, Sacagawea.
Right.
1806, they reached the Pacific coast on this date and
they
began
finally
their journey.
Made it.
Yep, they finally made it. They're like reporting back to Jefferson.
Was it like a 3-year journey?
Oh, it was, it was so much more than a 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
Than Gilligan. And these guys were less lost.
Yeah.
Than Gilligan and the skipper. Right. They began their journey back home east on this date, 1806. They got to the Pacific Coast and they go, yeah, okay, let's go back.
Yeah. Everybody's seen enough?
Yeah, at least that was on their bucket list, see the Pacific Ocean. So they stood there for 30 seconds. They go, big body of water. Let's head back.
Yeah.
1840, the term okay was believed today was the day that okay appeared in print for the first time.
Mm.
And if you look online, there's still a lot of controversy, speculation, conflicting reports on the origin of okay. And even the two sources that I use, one says it was in the New York publication The New Era, the other says it was in the Boston Morning Post is where it was first reported, so they can't even get that straight.
That's right. No.
But okay stands for either all correct is what it could mean, or all's kala. People also believe that it really gained popularity during the 1840 presidential election. Old Martin Van Buren, they called him Old Kinderhook.
Huh.
So everybody said, vote for OK.
Okay, sure.
And so they say that in 1840 is when OK really became widespread with the help of the 1840 presidential election. With the 2016 president, what word would come out of that? Wrong?
Wrong. Yeah.
Wrong. Fake news are huge. Huge would be one that would have come out of the 2016. But in 1840, it was okay.
All right.
Also okay. 1840, the first successful that many people had tried. Few had succeeded. And up to this date, nobody had succeeded to take a photo of the moon. 1840. It's a whole light thing. I mean, just think of the light, the photo technology of the day in 1840. They couldn't get they needed a lot of light.
Yes, they did.
So they couldn't take a photo of the moon. They were really struggling. Suddenly, somebody figured it out.
Yeah.
1840, the first successful photo.
The shutter speed
of the moon.
Or something.
It's called exposure time.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, in those old days, that's why nobody is smiling in those pictures, because it took minutes. I don't know how long it is. Somebody who knows more about photography, but they'd have to sit there for minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes or something like that, to get the exposure onto the film. So you can't smile that long. That's why nobody ever see those pictures from the 1800s?
Yeah.
Nobody's smiling.
Yeah.
They all look grumpy. I mean, it must have been... Everybody think, well, it must have been awful to live during that time. No, they were happy.
They
just
had
to sit
laughs.
There for an hour so they could... So the exposure time on the film would actually... You'd actually
capture
get
the
negative.
Image, yeah,
exactly. So that was 1840. Today is National Melba Toast Day. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did, because you had Melba toast today. I know you like it. Melba toast for me, it hurts the roof of my mouth. Yeah, sharp edges, very crunchy and dry, very scrapey. Yeah. I use my Melba toast to sharpen my knives.
That's one way to do it.
Dame Nellie Melba revealed the secret of her now famous toast. What, leave it out in a dry, arid atmosphere, like out in the desert for a month? Is that your secret?
Yeah. People don't really... I amaze people that, you know, you can leave a piece of bread out. Oh, it doesn't get moldy? No. Unless it's enclosed in a bag, then it will get moldy.
You are so correct.
Otherwise, bread, I put a bowl in my pantry and save the crusts and the old bread for my stuffing, my once-a-year stuffing on Thanksgiving.
Here's an old jingle for you.
When your little ones want to help themselves, make it easy for them with a handy Dixie dispenser and a fresh, clean Dixie cup.
Dixie helps you do more
for the people you care for.
Dixie cups made things so much easier back in the day. Of course, they filled some landfills in their time.
Did you have a Dixie cup dispenser?
Oh, we had dispensers almost in every room.
Yeah.
I had one in my bedroom.
Wow. Well,
I didn't even have a spigot.
We certainly had them in our bathroom.
Yeah, the Dixie cup. Not the Dixie cup dispenser. That would come later.
Right.
But the actual Dixie cup invented on this date in 1912.
And with kite strings, they made outstanding telephones, too.
Dixie cup, you know, they missed out on the whole solo cup thing. Dixie makes a similar cup.
I would think.
But Solo kind of ran with that
and
got the jump. 1922, the first airplane landed at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C.
That's big.
You do that today, and you're in trouble.
Right.
1922, that was quite an accomplishment. But you do that now, and you're going to the brig. You're heading to Leavenworth. 1922, 1929, the first telephone installed in the White House. I believe it was Hoover. His first call was to, I sense this economic trouble coming. Can we put my money in the Swiss bank? 1929.
Just before the crash.
1950.
Beat the clock from Pennsylvania. Beat the clock to entertain ya. It's time to play Beat the Clock.
You haven't guessed it.
Beat the Clock singers.
Beat the Clock premiered on this date on CBS TV.
Back from his vacation, America's number one clock watcher, Bud Tyler.
I thought I was everybody's favorite clock watcher. I can't wait to get out of here at 1 o'clock. I'm watching the clock and that all-request lunch hour ticking down.
I couldn't understand what
he said. To the end of the day. That was 1950. 1972, when Evel Knievel would jump cars and vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
The question always was, did he jump more cars or did he break more bones than cars jumped?
Yeah.
So on this date, 1972, what do you think? Did he jump more cars or did he break more bones?
I'm going to go bones.
On this date, 1972, Evel Knievel broke 93 bones. After successfully jumping 35 cars.
Well, at least it was successful.
Now, if we counted tires, more tires than bones broken.
Yeah, he'd probably...
Yeah.
That'd be more tires.
That would have been 1972.
140 tires.
1983, Dr. Uy, you know your math.
No.
And you thought that there would be no math
for
the almanac. So. There usually isn't. 1983, Dr. Barney Clark died at the age of 62.
Oh, yes.
First recipient of a permanent artificial heart, the Jarvik 7. As we know, the Jarvik 1 was an old water pump out of a Ford Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Jarvik 1.
Glad
they made a lot of strides from there to the Jarvik 7 back in 83. Also in 83, Ronald Reagan addressed the nation.
Let me share with you a vision of the future which offers hope. It is that we embark on a program to counter the awesome Soviet missile threat with measures that are defensive. Let us turn to the very strengths in technology that spawned our great industrial base and that have given us the quality of life we enjoy today.
Star Wars, or the Strategic Defense Initiative. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We had nowhere near the technical capability of doing it.
Right.
But just the fact that we proposed it, and the Soviets were scared.
Right.
And this started kind of the end of the Cold War because they knew they were all... There's nothing we can do now. And it was a total change in policy. Before, the policy was called mutual assured destruction. everybody just has so many nuclear weapons that one shoots one, you know, you're going to be you're next. Yeah, you're going to be destroyed as well. Here was a more defensive policy, which was totally different. 1983.
It was a good move Ronald Reagan. Somebody's part.
1994, let's head to the hockey rink.
Gretzky looking, Yari Curry, McSorley to Gretzky!
Number 802 for Wayne Gretzky for the Los Angeles Kings. Broke Gordie Howe's record. He became the all-time leading scorer. It's kind of fitting. Did you hear who he was assisted by? Marty McSorley and Yari Curry.
Yeah.
Both were former teammates of his when he was with the Edmonton Oilers when they won the four cups.
McSorley was more of a...
He was a fighter. He was a knuckle dragger, as well. Edmonton Oilers won four cups with Gretzky. They won another one, if you recall, a couple years after they traded him to the Kings. But that was back in 1994. Elizabeth Taylor died on this day, 2011, congestive heart failure. She was 79. And Joe Garagiola also died on this day.
Was that last year?
Last year, nice. A year ago today. Baseball player, broadcaster, game show host. He was on the Today Show.
Yes.
He was a great character, and that led well.
One of the good
lent
guys.
Lent itself to him being on TV and doing things like that. He was always fun to listen to. You know, it was him.
Kurt Gowdy.
Yeah. He did a lot of baseball, like the NBC Game of the Week on Saturdays.
After Tony Kubek reign ended, then Joe Garagiola did it.
Let's move on to birthdays now today. Oh, wait, I missed something here. I missed something because Titanic won the Best Picture Oscar on this date.
Oh. And the Oscar goes to Titanic.
That's like Sean Connery.
That's Sean Connery.
Not playing Jeopardy.
I'll take the rapist for 700, Alex.
This is James Cameron's
Cameron and Titanic, the 70th Academy Awards. Big, big win for them so many years ago. Now let's move on to birthdays. Oh, we did forget the sponsor, didn't we? Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale, your sponsor.
Thanks, Kurt.
Let's hope he's more reliable in selling or buying, you know, selling a home or getting you a home.
I think he is.
Then we are mentioning him buying and selling homes. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale.
Far superior.
You are the best.
Oh, yes. There he is. Kind of an odd-looking character.
He's odd.
Much like you and me.
Weighs 110. He's a skinny guy.
6'4",
with a skinny face to go with it. Rick Ocasek, he is the lead singer of the group The Cars. A lot of big hits. Benjamin Orr was the blonde-haired guy that sang lead on a couple songs like Drive and Let's Go, among a few. But Rick Ocasek, who also married Paulina Poroskova, and despite his goofy looks, again, rock and roll trumps everything. Apparently being funny, because there's some comedians that have outpunted their coverage. Rick Ocasek has as well. But the ability to play guitar and sing apparently trumps all that.
Yeah.
Rick Ocasek is 68. Ron Jaworski, 66. Football quarterback. Philadelphia Eagles, most notably. I think he played some time with the Rams. He's on ESPN. He's a prominent football analyst for ESPN. He likes to break down tape.
Right.
When he's doing, he's breaking down video, telling you where the Sam linebacker is going. So there's Ron Jaworski. He's 66 today. More music. This is from the 80s. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. She was in the group Rufus in the 70s. Let me rock you, Chaka Khan. Come on. It's all I want to do. Chaka Khan is 64
today. Don't
ask
for much.
Now, who is your favorite Khan? Is it Chaka Khan? Or is it Genghis Khan? Is it Kublai Khan? Could it be Madeline Khan? Didi Khan? How about James Khan? Wrath of Khan. Louis Farrakhan. Any of those your favorites?
There's a bunch of them in there. Yeah. Madeline Kahn, certainly right near the top of that list.
Fashion designer Kenneth Cole is 63 today. I am honored to say I actually own a Kenneth something from the Kenneth Cole collection. I have an overcoat that's from the Kenneth Cole collection. Also have maybe one or two suitcases from the Kenneth Cole collection.
I had cologne, too, from Kenneth Cole.
Oh,
yeah.
Kenneth Cole is 63. Uh-huh. Writer Terry Sweeney, he was on Saturday Night Live. I remember him best on Saturday Night Live. He did Nancy Reagan.
Oh, yes.
You had Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid would be Ronald Reagan when he was on there for a short time. And Terry Sweeney was Nancy Reagan. He is 57 today. Kevin Griffin, he's a musician from a country group. This one.
All things considered, I'm doing just fine, even though you left the whole size of Texas deep inside.
Yankee Gray. And their one top 10 hit, All Things Considered.
Just fine.
And Kevin Griffin is the drummer for Yankee Gray. He is 52. Jason Kidd's having a birthday today. Pretty good basketball player. He played a lot with the Knicks.
Yeah.
He's now a basketball coach. He coaches one of the teams in the NBA, the one east to us in Milwaukee.
Yes, he does.
He would be the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. He is 44.
Great point guard.
For
one
Jason Kidd. He could distribute.
Yes, he could.
And he could stop and pop, too, if he needed to.
He was a very good player.
This is the theme to maybe my favorite show on television right now. The Americans on FX. They just started their fifth season.
It looks really good.
It is good. It's about a family. They're Russian spies. They're KGB, and they're living here. They got a normal life, normal kids. Kids are American. They were born here, and they're Ruskies. They're Soviets.
Do the kids know their spying. Parents are spies?
The little girl does. The girl does. Their teenage daughter figured it out because they don't have any relatives anywhere near them. They don't have a lot of friends.
Sure.
So she kind of put one and two together. She got three.
Nice.
Which...
that's the American education system.
Right. There you go. Yeah. She was glad that she was there. Now, Carrie Russell plays the mother on Americans. She is 41. You know, she was also Felicity. Did you ever watch Felicity show?
Yep, I know who that
She's 41. Actress Michelle Monaghan, 41, from Eagle Eye.
I don't know
Pixels,
who that is.
Mission Impossible 3 and Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. She was in those. She was 41. Perez Hilton, no relation to the Hilton gal. What's her name? Paris Hilton.
Right.
This is Perez Hilton, celebrity blogger, 39 today. Olympic gold medal runner Mo Farah. Won Olympic medals in the 2012 and 2016 Olympics. Mo Farah, 34. Football player Brandon Marshall. He's still playing with somebody. Bears. Maybe the last time. He made his name with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall's 33. I've got a country singer today.
She calls me Raymond.
Oh, sure.
She thinks I'm her son.
Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge, yep.
This is his debut song. Then he got tied up in the current sound of country music, and I lost track of him. I don't listen to that.
Raymond, though, it's a great song.
With a good story.
Yeah.
A good story.
My grandpa's name was Raymond.
Brett Eldridge, happy birthday, 31, and he plays with the Cleveland Cavaliers, won an NBA championship last year. He's Kyrie Irving, 25 today.
Very talented. Gone but not forgotten, just a couple on the list today. Cooking expert Fanny Farmer was born on this day, 1857.
Not my favorite Fanny, though.
Fanny Flag.
Right, but then there's also Fanny Bryce.
Yeah.
And then there's Fanny Be Tender with My Love.
Yeah, well, these are all very good.
Because it's all that I got.
Wasn't Fanny Farmer
And My Love Won't Forsake Me.
Cooking expert, but wasn't it more like just candies? Didn't they do a lot of candy? I thought. Fanny Farmer seems like
Well, the Fanny Farmer. Chocolates. Yeah, Fanny Farmer chocolates, right? Yeah, they were in a box.
Yes. She was born on this day, 1857. Academy Award-winning actress Joan Crawford. She won Oscar for Mildred Pierce.
Yeah, and here's a excerpt from Milda Pierce. It gets intense. Buckle up.
Get out, Vita. Get your things out of this house right now before I throw them into the street and you with them.
Oh, boy.
Get out before I kill you.
Q cue the dramatic music.
Oh my gosh.
She
what's going to happen?
Well, she's a rough mom, and apparently she was in real life, the whole Mommy Dearest.
Yes.
Thing, of course, is based on her and her daughter's book that she came out with.
Well, she's not
happy. She was an ice queen. Joan Crawford, great actress. Somewhat of an ice queen.
Mm-hmm. Born on this day, 1904. Scientist Wernher von Braun was born on this day, 1912. I think he defected from Germany and then came over to the American space program.
He surrendered during World War II. Yeah. Surrendered, and he could have surrendered to the Soviets or the Americans, and he went somewhere where the Americans would get him.
Yeah.
And then he's the reason why we went to the moon. I mean, he came up with the Saturn V rocket.
Yeah.
I've broadcast sports from the Von Braun Center in Huntsville, Alabama. That's where he worked. That's where NASA had their base or their that's where their facility was, where they built those rockets.
Very
Huntsville,
cool.
Alabama.
Wernher von Braun, born on this day, 1912. You remember Galen Fox? He was a Triple Crown winner in about 1930. Born on this day in 19. We like to throw in our racehorses now and then. And we have some audio from CBS News correspondent Christopher Glenn.
Why was a racehorse named Fox?
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Because what went up may begin to come down. When oil prices shot sky high, there was economic panic in many countries. Now some people are afraid oil prices may come down. We'll be back with oil prices in the news.
In the news with Christopher Glenn.
With Christopher Glenn, which was a Saturday morning feature during Saturday morning cartoons. So anybody who'd watch cartoons on Channel 4, CBS, you would get In the news with Christopher Glenn.
Love that. That was awesome. Nicely done, audio-wise. That was Christopher Glenn was born on this day, 1938. And then a music producer. He worked with some of the heavy hitters in rock and roll, Rolling Stones, Traffic, Motorhead, or Motor Helmet, as we like to call them. He produced 100, how about this, 100 gold and platinum albums.
He had the Midas touch.
That's
what we would
say
in the business.
Wow. Jimmy Miller is that man. Born in the state, 1942. He's gone, but not forgotten.
And you forgot the one that I had mentioned to you. One add-on.
Yes. He played with the Doc and won a ring in 1983. NBA star. One of the first, maybe the first, to come right out of high school and go into the pro ranks. Moses Malone was born in the state in 1954. He is, as well, gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
Any fact-checking needed?
Just Ron Jaworski. He played with the L.A. Rams, the Philadelphia Eagles for the longest stint.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a brief one-year deal with the Dolphins, and then he finished up with the Chiefs in 1989.
He did. Okay. He'll forever be Jaws.
Ever be Jaws.
Number 7.
With the Eagles.
Remember the stripes they had in their jerseys? The Eagles, they were weird. Brooks and Dunn now, Bob FM.